We keep it with county, city, and tourism news as we welcome in Lisa Burke on behalf of the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, the month of June is here. It's the busy time for you and the gals out there.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's all I can say.
It's exciting.
Extremely busy for us.
You know, I was just thinking about you last week, Lisa. I had a visitor in town and went out to the wonderful Buffalo Bill Mansion.
Right.
And I thought, we've not talked about it in a little while, but it's such a blessing that somebody like me takes for granted here in North Platte.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, one of the big key things in tourism that you promote is your one-of-a-kind attractions.
And we have numerous.
You know, we are very blessed with a lot of them. And when you grow up here, things, you tend to take those things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of fun. We have several new fun advisors, is what we call them, our volunteers that work for us at the office. Every year we take them on an attraction tour. And of course, all of them are natives. They've worked in North Platte, Lincoln County, and retired here. And, you know, they tell us, oh, I've seen the cranes, sandhill cranes. I've seen prairie chickens. I've seen the Buffalo Bill Ranch. And then we get them out there and they experience and they look at things with a different set of eyes. And they're like, oh, I forgot about that. I didn't know that this was here, or, you know, I didn't realize that they gave tours at the Buffalo Bill Ranch, or, you know, that there's horseback riding out there now, and all those things. And, you know, we have so many one-of-a-kinds, from the Grain Bin Antique Town, Buffalo Bill's Ranch, the world's largest rail yard, and we have... You know, we're very blessed with that, and that's what people want.
We could fill the hour talking about the unique things that we have here that nobody else has.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. So,
we can.
Lisa, we know that it's a busy time in the tourism industry, and this is an industry that's been extremely hit the past several years.
Oh, yeah.
First, it was the pandemic, the lockdowns, and now this year, it's the expenses in travel and the unpredictability in travel as well.
Right. Yeah. It was interesting to me, and I guess when you think back about it, because, you know, we personally have been affected too with travel because of the pandemic, and they're calling it revenge travel this year. people are going to travel because they have not, they're angry, they're frustrated. They have not been allowed to do that for 2 years, and, or, you know, for personal reasons, whatever.
Sure.
Not
everybody's been as blessed as we have.
Right. Yes. Nobody. Yes. We have been very blessed to live where we do in Nebraska. And they are going to travel. They're going to spend their money different. You know, they may not be gone for a week because gas prices are high. You know, inflation is really affecting all of us. But I read a study yesterday and it said 85% of the population is going to travel this year.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we may see them, we tend to find people are very hotel loyal. So they're going to stay with the same hotel that they always do because of the points that they get. But they're probably not going to maybe go to as an expensive a restaurant as they would normally. They may hit the grocery store instead of doing that, which we're already seeing at the office with our patio. There's, you know, lots of visitors that are doing lunch and dinner.
A little picnic,
Picnics on our patio. So, you know, flying, they're most likely not going to fly. That's kind of a roll of the dice these days. And
the most unpredictable form of travel today.
Yeah, for sure. So they're going to stick to their car and probably that high price gas. And it's really hard for us to wrap our brain around that people are still going to travel with, you know, gas, and even when it goes to $5, they're saying they're still going to go, but
might not go as far, but still going to travel.
Right.
And there's ways to ease that burden as well. Like you mentioned, I think a big one is maybe limiting the amount of times you eat out. Maybe eat out for dinner, but not for lunch. Or maybe instead of going to Applebee's for 5 meals, you're going to go to McDonald's for one to cut back on the expenses a little bit, as an example. But
sometimes I wonder, though. I think McDonald's is as expensive as Applebee's sometimes.
It's,
you know,
in some ways, you know, it is. I tell you what, there's some fast food restaurants here, Lisa, that I could drive through and spend more money than I would at the Cedar Room.
And time.
Yeah, more time. And not to mention, when you compare it like to the Cedar Room, for example, you're losing a little bit of quality, too.
Most definitely.
But yeah, you bring up a very good point.
I'm sorry, I argue with my husband about that all the time.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, too,
though. Yes, it's for sure. And, you know, the other thing that we were talking about, you know, at the staff, there's still going to be a little, like I said, revenge, anger out there. And,
sure.
You know, a lot of people are short-staffed. The hotels are short-staffed. Restaurants are definitely short-staffed. Attractions are. So as a traveler, I encourage, you know, probably the majority of our constituents here in Lincoln County are going to go somewhere. Remember that, mm-hmm. that they're going to be a little short-staffed, so we need to be patient and be nice.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Wanted to just talk real briefly. We've got two grant cycles coming up that are due July 1. The first one is our quarterly promotional fund grant opportunities. These for events or marketing venues that, or excuse me, marketing plans that would be around October, November, and December. If they're doing an event, they need to get that application into us July 1st. The other big one is our once a year improvement fund grant, and that's the brick and mortar grants that we give out once a year. That intent to apply letter is due July 1st.
Okay.
And that letter just kind of explains the project to us, so we kind of get a general idea whether it qualifies or not, how much money they are expecting to ask for, how much the project will cost. Those type of things. So that's due July 1, and that is a hard deadline. If we don't get that one in July 1, they miss that whole cycle. Their grant is due to us the end of September. So after they turn in their intent to apply letter, we sit down with them and go over the project, make sure that they understand the application, because it's a little more intense, because usually they're asking for more money. And then they present to our board in October.
Okay. And folks, if you have any questions or concerns about this too, the Visitors Bureau is here to help and make this process as easy as possible. So encourage folks to call, email, or stop out.
Right. With our promo incentive and sports grants, we give out about $120,000 a year.
Wow.
Back to the community. So we're there to help. We want this community to grow. We want the events to grow. And that's what those funds are for. The Improvement Fund grant, we're still kind of recovering from COVID, so we're working on that budget here in June. I get to work on budget in June, too.
Ah, you don't have enough on your plate this month, do you, Lisa?
No. But that's all fun. So
now, Lisa, as we're here in the month of June, we know that the Nebraska Land Days Festival is quickly approaching. Yeah. Remind the public that takes this for granted as well here locally, how big of an impact this has on our tourism industry.
Yeah, you know, millions and millions of dollars. I believe it's $100 million economic impact that Nebraska Land Days brings to us.
Gary from the Chamber calls it a second Christmas.
I was just going to say that. They call it our second Christmas. You know, local people are spending more money. We definitely get travelers in. It's amazing to me. I had a travel writer that has become kind of good friends with me. She called me in April, I believe it was. Why can't I find a room June 24th? 4th and 25th. I want to go tanking. Ah. And I'm like, Heidi. And she's from Denver. And she's like, oh, geez. It's Nebraska Land Days, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, shoot.
So, it's going to be a great, holiday or festival again for us. We'll probably see bigger and better things because, you know, last year the pandemic still was holding some of those special events back. I'm sure David's been in. The carnivals have been affected around the world, so we won't see that this year, which is disappointing, but, you know, they'll be back.
Absolutely.
It's just going to take a little bit of time and have fun with what we have.
And for folks here that are in the Lincoln County area, let's remember to express that canteen spirit and that hospitality throughout Nebraska Land Days as well.
Most definitely.
That welcoming spirit is really what makes everything possible here and what sets us apart.
For sure. Yep, when you see out-of-state car running the wrong way down the one ways, just be patient and smile and wave and point the other way.
Give them a smile and just let them know. Our one ways can sometimes be a little confusing
for
those out-of-towners.
They are confusing for those individuals. But the left turn lane, you know, is gone. So
isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
Nice and convenient. There's been a couple of times I've been driving down that one way and think, I got to get in this middle lane. And then I'm reminded, I really don't now.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's habit for all of us who've grown up with that. So,
Lisa, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that's it.
Tristan, well, best of luck throughout the month of June. We'll see you on the other side this time next month.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Lisa.